Hi, Juliet, the rabbi here, realrabbinyc.com. Today I'm going to talk about solitude, loneliness, the difference between the two, and Tezria Mitzora. As I was reading this week's Parsha, I was immediately brought back to the depths of the pandemic. I connected in a visceral way to what it would feel like to be one of those people in the Parsha who's infected with a contagious disease and is sent outside the camp, literally, for a period of isolation. I just thought of the sense of isolation and loneliness. It brought me back to the pandemic, like I said. And I marvel now as I walk the streets, indoor and outdoor spaces where I can look at whole unmasked faces. It just blows my mind. Like I never forget. I don't take it for granted. And, you know, having quote unquote normal conversations with those that I meet and see. And I wonder if other people are as aware as I am. I don't know. I wonder how much they carry that, that sense of, wow, that we can do this. Something that we used to always take for granted. And now it's not something to be taken for granted. And I still see a lot of fear. I mean, there are still a lot of masks and the fear is well-grounded, but that's not my fear. Or I should say, my fears go beyond COVID. And yes, I have my moments. I'm constantly reminding myself, but I fight the fear constantly. The fear that is connected with COVID and that memory, and also other fears, millions of things to be afraid of. But I fight it because fear separates me from those around me. Meanwhile, I don't take the sense of joy and wonder at speaking face to face with someone for granted. This week, we remembered the Holocaust. We heard stories. We saw stories, we saw people talking, we heard stories, we read stories of the kind of pain that comes from isolation and loneliness, both as individuals and as an entire people. This is the kind of pain that comes from intense loss. And then there's how this week's Parsha begins with laws of impurity, laws of purity for a woman after childbirth. She's forced into a time of separation. It might feel to her like being sent outside the camp, like a separation from the community. It's problematic mostly for questions of misogyny regarding the length of time after a baby girl is born versus after a baby boy is born. It's longer for the girl. And it doesn't explain why, so you wonder. But during this time, she cannot touch anything sacred or enter the sanctuary of the temple. We can imagine that she might feel isolated. And, you know, if you're labeled as impure, that doesn't feel good. But Rabbi Shefa Gold connects her isolation to the creative process. She says, during a time of intense creative output, as with childbirth, a person steps outside the boundaries of time and space. The woman touches the realm between the worlds where ayin, nothing, the word in Hebrew for nothing, gives birth to yesh, the word for existence. This comes from her Torah journeys, the inner path to the promised land. So it begs the question of the difference between solitude and loneliness. Solitude can be good. It was so beautifully synchronous that I happened to hear Dr. Vivek Murthy, U.S. Surgeon General and research scientist, speaking with Krista Tippett on Being this week, earlier in the week. He talked about the mental health crisis of our loneliness epidemic. He was brilliant, he was inspiring, and he's so soothing to listen to, so reassuring. He speaks from personal experience. I recommend that you go find the episode. The ultimate solution, he says, to the mental health crisis in the U.S. is not more therapists, though we do need more of them. The answer is more connection, more love, because at the heart of our crisis is isolation and loneliness. And he suggests that we can all be healers. Here are some of the simple ideas that he puts forth. He says, one, spend 15 minutes a day connecting with someone you love, and specifically other than those you live with. You can talk, you can text, you can just send a simple text saying, I'm thinking of you. He says, we often think that the circle of those who care about us is so much smaller than it actually is. So he says, get over your sense of shame at, or maybe he says it too, at not being in touch, and just reach out. Number two, be intentional about giving the gift of your full attention in those moments, in those minutes of connection. Our devices are designed to take our attention. Don't feel guilty about it. It's not your fault. They're designed to do that. But it doesn't mean that we have to let them. We don't have to let these devices take our attention away from those, away from being present. Next, he says, smile at strangers. It makes you both feel better. It's scientifically proven in studies. Truth, I do it all the time. It feels great. And it's really weird when people don't make eye contact. And it's beautiful when you somehow come across people one after another who do and smile. And it's like, whoa, what a difference in a big city where I feel, or in most places where people live in places these days where we don't know the people around us. Next, he says, find opportunities to serve, because when we help each other, we forge a connection and we reaffirm that we bring value to the world. Next, he says, find a few moments of solitude every day. In solitude, the noise around us settles. We can reflect and connect to gratitude. And this all spills over into the quality of the relationships we have. And finally, put away the devices in those moments of solitude, despite your fear of boredom. Boredom is good. It can lead to creativity. Important to remember when you're raising children. I'm bored. No, it's okay. Because when you're waiting, when you're bored, that's when ideas come to you. And we lack that, those opportunities. And we need to make sure that those opportunities come in our own lives and for our children. So, when you're waiting for the bus, just wait for the bus, like in the old days. And maybe you'll connect with a stranger. Isolation and loneliness are harmful to our mental health. A little bit of solitude, though, can be helpful. It's important to know the difference. And we're not helpless in the process of healing our country and our world. We can all become healers for ourselves and others and say amen. And I'll see you next week, and good Shabbos, and realrabbinyc.com. Make a donation, find out about my other offerings, check it out. See you next time. Bye.